Every year, the literary world flocks to Mexico for the Guadalajara International Book Fair, one of the biggest of its kind around the world. This year was the 30th edition of the event and featured 650 authors from 44 countries. Today on the Monocle Arts Review, I'm handing over the reins to our man on the ground, Tom Smith, who attended this year's fair, which wrapped up last week. He sat down with Jerónimo Pizarro, writer, translator, academic and jury member for the Literature Prize in Romance Languages at Guadalajara Book Fair, which this year went to Romanian writer Norman Manea.
So I'm here with Jerónimo Pizarro.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to be doing a book review on Dehumanization by Walter Hugo May. And that's part of a series. Can you tell me about the series and then we'll go on to the book?
This is a series that began 3-4 years ago, based on Portuguese literature, mainly from Portugal, Angola and Mozambique, in the future with other countries of the Portuguese-speaking countries, and mainly about contemporary Portuguese literature. The only big exception is Fernando Pessoa, but I think he's our contemporary.
And does the series have a name?
It does. It's Lusitania, and it's a way of going to the Roman name of the Portuguese empire, the Portuguese section of the Roman Empire, and trying to think of the language and not so much about the identity. If I play with words, as Norman Manea, the prize winner, did yesterday, he was saying he's not so much attached to an identity, but to an entity, and that for him, language is what defines an entity.
Okay, so here, from the Portuguese world, you're mixing, there's classics by Fernando Pessoa, and there are contemporary books from young Portuguese writers. Are they more or less the same age?
Yeah, I was looking now to double check, but some of them born in 64, in 70, 71. So it's more or less a generation that was born 45, 50 years ago. And they are writing now, and most of them began to write in the 21st century.
Okay, so today we're looking at one book in particular, which is Dehumanization. Can you tell us about this book a bit, please?
This was a big surprise for all of us. It was a different book from the others we knew from Walter Hugo May. Maybe today he's the most renowned Portuguese author. And this is not something that happens in Portugal. Most of Walter Hugo May's novels do happen in Portugal, but this is in Iceland. And it's about two girls at the beginning. They're the only one, because one of them will lose her sister. And it's about mourning. It's about finding oneself in a little village. It's about freedom. And it's a very poetic book, being a novel, but a very poetic novel, a very powerful one, about a small girl and how she grows up and finally decides to abandon her village.
Okay, so it's a sort of it fits into the poetic prose style of many Portuguese novels.
Yes, I agree, and also it fits into the poetical editorial line of Tragaluz. We are not only looking for Portuguese authors, we are also looking for those books of the Portuguese language that will fit Tragaluz catalog.
Tragaluz being the independent publishing house from Medellin, which publishes this series.
Exactly. So this is something we are trying to do for the Portuguese language, but also for a collection that can work as a series, and to try to make connections between certain books of certain contemporary Portuguese writers.
And if I've understood correctly, the two main characters of Dehumanization are twin girls?
Yes, twin girls. One of them will die right at the beginning, but in a sense she will not die, because they were twins. There's a strong bond, maybe the strongest one when it's about twins. And she will feel that half of she died when the sister died, but she will have to find, for example, love, and love will be a powerful way of finding liberty, even if it's a way of betraying her sister and half of her being. So she's playing with half of her being that she lost, but when she finds love, she will, in a sense, find herself complete again as a human being.
It's a beautiful book in dark blue with a very simple illustration of Iceland on the front. Could you tell us a bit about the book design?
Yeah, I should, because Tragaluz is known because of the book design, and because all of these books are illustrated by different illustrators, mainly from Medellin in Colombia. So this is not only about the text, it's about the illustrations that go with the text. And Tragaluz is also looking for the perfect, ideal illustration for each of the books. And we have here more than 10 books, and we have also more than 10 different illustrators from Medellin. In this case, José Antonio Suárez Londoño, that for me is the greatest illustrador that we have in Colombia nowadays.
Okay, and I see in the series, I see that there's even one that you translated.
Yeah, I translated one that is called El Retorno. In Angola and Mozambique, after the liberation war in 74 and 75, many people returned, and they are called retornados, from those countries to the metropolis and to Lisbon and to Portugal then in general. So there are some young novelists today, after many years of a taboo and of silence, that are writing about what it meant for people that were told as a child, you are Portuguese, to go back to a place they didn't know. So they were not really going back, but they felt they were Portuguese, and they were going to the sentimental center of their life, but to a place they didn't know.
So from Portugal to Mozambique to Angola and now to Iceland and Mexico, the reach of Portuguese literature certainly seems vast.
Yeah, really vast. And then you have also India in Fernando Pessoa, you have England in Alexander Serge.
And South Africa with Pessoa.
And South Africa with Pessoa, and even Colombia with Agualusa, because he has a beautiful short story about the encounter of Jorge Luis Borges and Gabriel García Márquez.
So, Jerónimo Pizarro, you were a member of the jury for the main award, or the main prize, at the Guadalajara Book Fair, and Romanian Norman Manea won it. Tell me about Manea. Is he an everyday name in most people's houses?
No, he's not. He will be, I guess, and there are many publishing houses, and especially Tusquets in Spanish, publishing him now, or planning to publish many books by him. But he said yesterday he was considered for many years, and he considers himself a follower of Kafka. So I think that a short way of presenting Manea with his words is he is a kind of a Kafka from Romania writing in the last 50 years.
In the Romanian language?
Yes, he's very fond about that. He says he will never write in a different language. He's identified by his language, and the most difficult thing about exile is trying to think, because when you live outside, you think in different languages, trying to think in English or in German or in other languages. He's really attached to the Romanian language.
Am I right in thinking that he writes mainly, if not to say exclusively, but he writes mainly about the post-Holocaust experience?
Yes.
Or Holocaust experience?
No, certainly, because he has been teaching at the Bard College in New York, Holocaust and literature. And he was really marked by dictatorship, but much more by the Holocaust, because he was for some years, when he was from his 5 to his 9 years, he was in a concentration camp. So, I mean, he will be marked and touched by the communist dictatorship and by Ceausescu's dictatorship in Romania, and he was living under a dictatorship for many years, and he suffered of censorship. But when he was a child, he was in a concentration camp.
What is your favorite book by him?
Well, my favorite book are some of his essays, but his preferred and most important book are his memories, the El Regreso del Hooligan in Spanish.
So his memoirs?
His memoirs. I read it in Portuguese and in Spanish. I would like to read it one day in Romanian. What he can tell us through fiction of his life. It's a very curious kind of novel. And it's also a question about what hooligans mean. I think I should explain this, because when I think about hooligan, I think about soccer, and it's not the case. Hooligan, it's the marginal, it's the outsider, it's someone that it's not in the mainstream. So this is about how to live in the exile and outside of the mainstream society in Romania or in the United States or in Israel. He is really someone that defines himself as being in exile, even in his own land.
So hooligan more in the vagabond sense than English football hooligan.
Exactly. And I think it's a very good title. You don't think at the beginning that hooligan is a Romanian word, and that it was used for many, many years in the 20th century, not to think about soccer, but to think about the marginal, the outsider, the vagabond.
And so here in the Spanish edition by Tusquets, it's a black cover with a photo on the front. Is that a photo of a child? Is that a photo of him?
Yes, that's Mania when he was really small, when he was still living in his village. I guess he's 3 or 4 years, maybe less, in that photograph, yes.
So this is a autobiography?
Yes.
But your favorite work of fiction by him?
Well,
either in long or short form?
I also like very much his short stories and are in El Té de Proust.
And so this collection of short stories is Proust's Tea in English?
Yeah, Proust's Tea. It's like 15 short stories, wonderful short stories. Because one thing I like very much about Manet is that in his novels he's just telling very small stories, micro stories that are part of the macro story. So in a way he is a short story writer. Sometimes he will just write something short. Sometimes he will make out a novel. He's writing many small micro stories that make the complete whole.
And are there any overarching themes in Proust's Tea? I mean, is there something he's particularly looking at?
Well, I remember very well at least some of the stories that are, for example, the experience of a boy when he is not in the concentration camp and he begins to discover life that he thought was something that had disappeared completely from him. So after all the evil, after all the banality, after all the destruction of identity that a concentration camp can imply, it's like someone that says, okay, I'm still alive. And what the Proust is the first sensations that he has of life, of sensibility after the concentration camp. So it's not, it's playing with Proust like the Magdalena, mm-hmm. Proust the, Magdalenas.
The Madeleine. Madeleine.
Yes. But he has not a Madeleine, but he finds many substitutes of the Madeleine that make him feel alive.
Okay, and very briefly, if for our listeners who prefer getting into a long novel, what would you recommend as reading by Norman Manea?
Well, if it's about dictatorship, censorship, and the communist dictatorship in Romania, either The Black Envelope, El Sobre Negro, or Compulsory Happiness, Felicidad Obligatoria, one of those two. If it's about Mania's life, his memories, certainly The Hooligan Return.
And that, I'm afraid, brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks very much to Tom Smith and Jeronimo Pizarro at the Guadalajara Book Fair. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Matt Alagaya. This show was produced by Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our film review with David Jenkins. But for now, goodbye from me, and thanks very much for tuning in.